This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC Morning News for Monday, October 24th, 2011. A story without a byline in the Greenville Mountain View Pioneer, the paper without a website, reports that the town of Rensselaerville is considering raising taxes at budget workshops October 25th and October 27th at 7 p.m. at the town hall. Quote, "I am truly hoping we don't have to vote to override the tax cap," said Town Supervisor Mary Dermody in the story. "The town will lose county sales tax revenue next year, with about 70 fewer people in the town than a decade ago. In addition, Albany County's proposed 2012 budget includes a 19.2% tax increase." Chris Simmons in the Columbia paper reports that Greenport officials will have to spend an additional $49,805 fixing a road they just finished fixing in July. Then, according to a story in the Register Star, the town spent $124,000 to fix recurring flooding on Mount Marino Road in Greenport. Simons writes that Greenport officials now hope that the Federal Emergency Management Agency picks up the tab this time, as the damage occurred to Mount Marino Road this time from storms associated with Hurricane Irene. Quote, asked whether Mount Marino Road will be closed, Town Supervisor Edward Nabosny said, quote, "only for a very short time if it's closed at all," unquote, Simons writes. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Tuesday, October 25th at 6 p.m., both Republican and Democrat candidates for mayor in Hudson will meet in a candidate forum sponsored by HALA, the Hudson African American Leadership Alliance, at the John L. Edwards Primary School Auditorium in Hudson. William Hallenbach, the Republican candidate, and Nick Haddad, the Democrat, will discuss issues there. WGXC will also be there to record the event and, if technology allows, air it live at 6 p.m. instead of the usually scheduled Al Jazeera English news. WGXC will air the candidate forum several times before the election, and we'll have a recording on the WGXC website for anyone who misses the event. Tom Kaiser in the Albany Times-Union reports protesters began a 24-hour Occupy Albany protest Friday night in Academy Park, and despite an 11 p.m. curfew in the park, police have not yet intervened. The paper estimates 150 folks stayed overnight in the park Saturday night facing near-freezing temperatures. The protests are an offshoot of the Occupy Wall Street protests that have been going on in Manhattan since September 17th. The National Weather Service predicts a 30% chance of showers mainly after 3 p.m. Monday, with a high near 62. Monday night showers and thunderstorms are likely before 1 a.m., with a low around 42. Tuesday should be mostly sunny with a high near 59. Town meetings today. Catskill, the village board, meets at 7 p.m. at the firehouse near Catskill Commons. Columbia County, the Board of Supervisors Economic Development, Planning, Tourism, Agriculture, Transportation Committee meeting is at 5 p.m. at 401 State Street in Hudson. In Halcott, the town meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Hudson, the Common Council Police Committee meets at 6 p.m. and the Fire Committee meets at 6:45 p.m. at City Hall, 520 Warren Street in Hudson. In Philmont, there's a local development corporation meeting at 7 p.m. at the Village Hall. And in Stuyvesant, the Planning Board meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 5 Sunset Drive in Stuyvesant. You can call 758-6248 for more information about town government in Stuyvesant. The sun rises this morning at 7:16 a.m. and sets at 6:04 p.m. The moon rises at 4:32 a.m. and sets at 4:27 p.m. Birthdays for October 24th include bluesman Sonny Terry, Bill Wyman, Kwesi Mfume, Kevin Kline, and Madlib, the rapper. Today is Monday, October 24th, and it begins WGXC's pledge drive. Please call today 518-828-0290, 518-697-7400, or 518-29-WGXC beginning at 6 a.m. Call and give your support to WGXC. This is Tom Rowe, and you're listening to WGXC News on the WGXC Morning Show.